Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a follow-up to the audio overview for the September Celestial Timings. One of the things that I forgot to mention is that when Venus rises up in the evening sky on September 22nd, beginning her evening star appearance, and this lasts for about 260 days, she will make eight visible conjunctions to the moon. The first one will be hard to see, and in fact, we're counting it as one of the moon conjunctions because it may be, it will be possible to see the crescent moon beyond Venus on the 28th, I believe, of September. The actual conjunction is happening at 11:33 p.m. on the 27th, and the day of the new moon. But by then, the moon and Venus are well below the horizon, so wouldn't be visible then. But the night of the 28th, the moon will be just beyond Venus, conjunct Saturn, and, again, very low on the western horizon, so not sure this will be easy to see. And one of the ways that we're referring to this is that we're looking at this as the life by intent gate. And I wrote about it as the first gate in the Celestial Timings, written version of the Celestial Timings. But then as I went and looked and noticed what was happening, and I mentioned this in the written version as well, it looks like she's not going to be that visible. Or may not be visible. You have to have a very strong intention to go out and see her. So we're going to probably start counting the Venus conjunctions with the October as the first gate. Although we haven't really completely decided on that yet, because this is still kind of new in terms of how we're looking at the cycle and what we're actually witnessing and experiencing. And that's one of the great things about shamanic astrology is that we're constantly learning by being with what's really happening in the sky. So whatever it is that we've thought in the past sometimes gets to be revisioned and re-evaluated as to what's really going on. So part of the growing, evolving understanding of the Venus cycle has been coming through actually working with the cycle and being with the visual experience of it. Anyway, one of the reasons I wanted to put this piece out there is that Venus will be around 9 to 10 degrees of Libra. And this happens to be exactly where Saturn stationed direct in... when did Saturn station direct? I'll tell you in just a minute. Earlier this year. So Saturn station direct there on June 12th. And if you were able to see Saturn, it was pretty stunning and amazing. You could see the Porama, the star in the wings of the Virgin Priestess, or the V of the Virgin Priestess. And there was this planet that was sitting right beside it. And they were so close, they almost looked like they were touching. And it was very stunning. And Porama is a very important star because she is the star that has to do with prophecy. And if you think about the Delphi Oracle and the priestesses of prophecy who would stand or sit on, you know, on the oracular chair, and they were the snake priestesses as well, but they would get the prophecies. Of course, this was later taken over by the patriarchy and became Apollo's oracle, I believe it was. But anyway, this star is connected to the star of prophecy. And so Venus happens to be rising up out of the underworld connected to the star. So one of the things we can just imagine is what is the prophecy, the divine feminine receiving the prophecy for going forward, and it's in now the seasonal time of Libra that has to do with conscious equal partnership. So what is the message that the divine feminine is receiving from this star? And it may be difficult to see Venus with the star exactly, but definitely worth checking out. And even if you can't actually see Venus with Porama, just tuning in to see what the light code information beaming in from this area of the sky. And again, the ancients, particularly the alchemists, felt that when planets were with some certain stars, it really magnified and energized them. And this is so such a close conjunction that there's this magnification that happened back for several weeks before and after Saturn stationed in June. And now we have Venus hanging out here, coming up out of the underworld with Porama. So that feels very important and very significant. And then, of course, not too long after that, because Venus is moving pretty fast, she will be passing by Spica, the brightest star in the Virgin Priestess, and also one of the strongest symbols for the Divine Feminine. And that will be happening in early October, really the first week or so of October. Venus will be very close to Spica and making an exact conjunction around the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth will be the closest time that Venus will be with Spica. And Saturn, of course, will be coming along by the end of the month to catch up to Spica. So that is going to be something will be featured very strongly in the October celestial timings when we get to that part of it. But I just wanted everyone to know about how remarkable it is that Venus, not only is she rising up into the evening sky just hours before the exact equinox, but she's also rising up with Porama, the star of prophecy. So I hope that you'll get a chance to tune in and see if there are any prophetic dreams or messages or insights or inspiration that comes in for you at that time.